New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk news updates. And I think there's a good dose here, right Haley?
Of course.
Also, Haley needs a dose of vitamin C because she's feeling under the weather. So please bear with her. Please give her all your energy. But you're doing okay now, right?
Kind of. Yeah, I'm okay.
Hanging in there. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. And where can they do what's that thing where they kind of message us and talk to us?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to send us DMs, please message us there.
Yes, because we are going to be talking some treasure. We're going to talk some Baymon, some baby monster. I definitely want to talk about that. We'll talk about, New Jeans, or should I say Jeans with a Z,
jeans
right?
Jeans for free.
Boy Next Door, it sounds like they have some stuff here. We're going to bring up a little bit of Blackpink, of course. Jungkook did kind of surprise us with something. We'll talk about him in a little bit, too. Stray Kids, because of course there's a lot of Stray Kids stuff going on for all the stays out there. I'm sure everyone is well aware of everything that you guys are constantly being fed nonstop. And I think that sounds like some of the stuff we'll talk about. So let's get started because Treasure. Oh, wrong group. That's
Treasure, Bruno Mars. The YG group, the boy group.
Yes,
I feel like are kind of forgotten everywhere else except for Japan.
When was the last time they even had a comeback?
Like a full comeback.
Exactly. Oh, well, guess what? If you didn't know about Treasure, Treasure's pretty good. They also have like BT21 stuff because it's like they're under line. Mm-hmm. So they have actual like official line merch.
Yeah.
And you know why? I think I have an idea why it's been a while since a comeback happened, Haley. Mm-hmm. I think they might be under a label called YG Entertainment.
It's like I'm surprised but not surprised at the same time because I was like, when they announced their tour for North America, finally.
Oh, yeah,
I was
there, like, you go. They announced the tour.
I was like, wow, when did they debut again? And I was like, oh, my God, it's been 5 years.
Well,
almost.
5 years later, kind of.
I was like, wow, because they keep having a lot of concerts, obviously, in Korea and especially Japan. Like, I see all their concert videos from those places, but I'm like, dang, they've never come to the U.S.
They're pretty popular, though, in Japan,
they
I think. I think that's why.
They are huge over there. Yeah, so, like, finally, they have announced a tour next year for the United States. They even put it with
let me see this. Oh, it is. It's literally the United States.
And it's going to be starting in April 2025.
Wow.
New York, Washington, D.C., Oakland, and L.A. are the only
Those
ones.
Those are really random, especially from like straight up from, I mean, New York, L.A. is always a given.
Mm-hmm.
D.C., I guess they want to be, you know, I mean, that Washington, D.C. is the capital of the United States.
Yeah.
And then they just threw in Oakland. Maybe because why not? Because I forget Midwest, forget Texas and everyone else.
Yeah, people in the
Atlanta
comments were like, "Hello, what about Texas?"
Forget all that. Of course, we want two of them in California, and I think Oakland is just like an hour and a half flight from LA, two hours, for like a five-hour drive from LA. But I mean, there's something in the Oakland air or something in the Oakland water. My fellow ones can attest to that, remember?
Right, and they have good venues, too, I feel.
Oh, man. That viral roll-in from Twice when they did, I think it was the 2021 or 2022 tour. Dang. Can't forget that, Sana.
But, yeah, so their tour, I don't know when their tickets will be dropping, but if you are a fan of them, please take, like, keep an eye on their like Instagram, because they posted this on Instagram too.
So just keep, get those notification bells up and everything, for especially when like your group and all this stuff is going on. You sometimes you kind of have to. Then obviously after that you turn it off as soon as it's like done, right? Guess what? Another YG group is going to be touring, Haley.
Yes, I know.
This one is kind of blows my mind because we just said Treasure debuted 5 years ago, while this other group debuted a year ago?
Yeah.
Less than a year ago or a year ago? I don't even know exactly.
It was last year.
I think it was just last year. Yeah. So it's been very recent. Yet, for some reason, YG is going to push them and have them do their own world tour already, which includes the US. I'm talking about Baby Monster. Oh, and if you're here, don't forget to enter our holiday giveaway. This is the last chance to do it. I just remembered, as I said, Baby Monster. Yes, because if you're a fellow Monsties, or if you just want a free album, guess what? You can get that, because we are doing a holiday giveaway. All you have to do is what, Haley?
Enter on our Instagram and basically tell us who you want to be seeing in concert for 2025. And then also let us know who your ultimate bias is for every single K-pop.
K-pop in general. Like the whole K-pop multiverse. Because if you do and you win and you're selected, there's a good amount of you that did submit. So thanks to everyone participating. But if you are the winner for this holiday giveaway, you will get a Drip Baby Monster album. And it's going to be, I believe, which version? The Ziploc version, correct. And it comes with a full set of photo cards. It's pretty awesome. A lot of their albums did come with a lot of full sets. It's pretty sweet. And we will also gift you your ultimate bias as a POB photo card. That is why you need to tell us your ultimate bias.
It's interesting because, like, looking at a lot of these entries, a lot of you guys ult Hyunjin.
Ooh.
I mean, I get it. I totally get it. But I was like, wow, okay, Hyunjin. Yeah.
Well, there
like,
you go.
Out of all the K-pop groups they listen to, it's Hyunjin is the most popular, is what I've seen.
So just like, that's pretty interesting. I mean, because we're talking about ultimate.
Yes.
And, like, I think we've talked about it before. Many of you may know mine is possibly Sana.
Possibly.
Is definitely possibly.
As of this moment.
For this year, she's ending as my bias again, ultimate bias. I hope and pray for the best for her next year, because who knows what happens next year. But how about you, Haley, right now? Is this a Changbin-y?
Yeah, I would say Changbin, but I definitely Songho is up
there,
trouble.
Too. Changbin is in trouble next year because, I mean, Boy Next Door is having a world tour. Changbin's
in very big
trouble.
I mean, we're seeing Stray Kids next year, too.
And we've seen Boy Next Door, technically, right, already. So, yeah, don't forget to do that. And we will actually announce the winners next week.
Yes.
Right?
So, last chance.
Last chance. If you haven't done it, just do it right now. Just pause this episode. Hit us up. Let us know you're entering the giveaway. Let us know all the info we asked for. And boom, you may win a free album and POB photo card. All right, so moving on. So yes, we were talking about Baby Monster because they are the other YG group that will be having a tour next year. And K-pop ticket wars did happen for them today. Let's see, I'm recording this on Wednesday. It happened for the US as of Wednesday. They have two dates, which is one is the end of February, which is Newark. So that's like the East Coast one. And then the other one is here in LA, of course, at the Kia Forum. And that happens like the beginning of March.
So it was only two.
Only two.
That's
right.
Crazy.
And I mean, it makes sense. And it's a good idea because, I mean, I know it's only like their first year.
Right,
their first,
they don't want to push it too much.
But at the same time, like, they did a good job choosing, like, because the Kia Forum is like a venue that most people, like most groups go to when they've kind of graduated the lower tier. NMIX hasn't even toured anything this big yet, right?
No.
And they've been out for a fair amount of time.
Right.
To push, I mean, Baby Monster is pretty popular globally,
but then
to be honest.
NMIX, because they have multiple.
That's true. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's like, because it's like only one in the East and one in the West Coast. Everyone, you know, all the like huge monsties and big fans will fly or somehow make it out to travel to see them either in LA or Newark.
Right.
So there you go. Guess what? We had a good strategy. Our friend Kevin and I, we both tried to jump into the, because the East Coast is 3 hours ahead. So the Newark ticks dropped 3 hours earlier. We jumped in to get an idea of how, like, the VIP look like, the type of VIP packages offered, also like the Monsties benefit package as well, since we have the membership. And the weird part was, it was like all at the same time. Like, why?
Right.
Because like Blackpink was like literally like it was staggered in hours. So like, you know, Blink's early bird Blink will go first, then the Blink membership, then like pre-sales.
Yeah.
And then GA or something. I don't know. Something like that. This one was like all at the same time. It was interesting. It was like, I've never seen this. This was,
we were like, how is that going to work?
This was very different from a lot of the K-pop tickets, ticketings that we've done. This is the first time I've seen this, which
it
says a lot. And actually, it might be pretty good.
Yeah.
So what they did was, unlike JYP and all the Twice and Stray Kids,
don't even let us use our memberships.
Our memberships are useless unless you are going to travel to try to go to the freaking fan meet in Korea.
Right.
That's basically what it's for. But if you want to like reap the really like the huge benefits of being either a once official membership or stay, right?
Right.
So for Baby Monster, it was really cool. YG is pretty good with their stuff, especially after we checked out Blackpink when they did theirs. They have, like, the barricade areas, like the really close seats, half of it was locked out, and they were all VIP. They were locked out, and you have to put in your Baby Monster membership ID, like your full membership ID. And you had to make sure that you, like, registered during that time period. So that was really cool, actually, to be honest.
Right.
I thought that was really genius to have that. And then that allows, because the other half is just regular VIP, so any other fans who are just in there without the membership, they could grab it. But at least half of it is going to Monsties.
Right.
And then there's random like membership stuff like in other tiers and other like areas, other rows along the different parts of the venue, right?
Yeah.
It's not just all
huddled in the
middle.
Because like some people that are like members, they might not want to drop
that
amount
of money. Probably can't afford to.
Yeah.
And maybe casually, they, you know, maybe they can only go see them, but they want to make sure they see them, kind of thing, like $100. So there's some other tiers, but that are locked away because there's, of course, they threw in some official platinums. We know Ticketmaster's bullshit
stupid.
When it comes to that.
Why is that still a thing?
But either way, it was a success because going in and learning everything about the East Coast sales helped so much when we prepped ourselves and got ready for LA at the Forum. Happy to say that Kevin and I were able to grab, especially thanks to one of our other friends, shout out to Sam, who got super lucky, was able to get us two barricade seats on the catwalk. So from, it's right in the middle between the extended stage and the main stage, like right in the catwalk. We have two tickets there. We have a couple extra ones going to our other friends, like kind of near the corner of the extended stage. So
right,
it was a success.
Basically,
it's all barricade and it's all retail. That I think is those two are the most important things these days, because resales are horrible.
VIP at retail.
Oh man, so it's good. Always beautiful, like chef's kiss, like because it's not just VIP retail; it's barricade VIP. Also, their VIP package, which is also part of like the Monsties one, whatever, they have a send-off if you're like in the closer areas, right?
Like Blackpink, right?
It's very similar to Blackpink. So because they said they'll also have like some sound check pre like party thing.
Sounds like Blackpink.
It sounds like, I don't know if they're gonna go full on food and everything like we had buffets and shit, right? Plus that was like $1,200 because you know, I don't know if they'll do that, but it sounds interesting. It'd be funny if it's just literally a sound check and we're just having fun, like a regular sound check.
We'll see.
But we have a send-off, and we kind of have an idea of how the send-offs work. You know, the The members, they kind of just walk through, especially if we're at the Kyo Forum, we know what side it's on. So going to prep ourselves and get ready for that shit too. I think it's on the right side, isn't it? If you're facing the stage.
For which one?
Remember like I've, you know, like when we do the send off and we see them walk through like the hallway.
Oh, yeah. It's on the,
it's
right,
on the right side, right? Like we're facing the stage to the right. So that's where we're going straight to right after. Success. Super happy. I hope some of you fellow Monsties out there who wanted to check them out and see them that are here in the U.S. Were able to get tickets. And yeah, I'll be at the L.A. one. And so good success with that. And I can't wait. I'm really excited. Baby Monster is definitely rising up the tier list with me. Any of you who are curious to know, I do have a bias in the record already. Of course, Ahyeon will be my bias because she literally reminds me of like Yunjin. But more awkward. But I like her like fan interaction. She's really good with fans. And my second one, my wrecker, is Rora. Because she is not only cute, but she is a full-on weeb. And I like her personality. She's super funny. But her and Ahyeon have been doing the Gojo, this thing, Haley. What is this? Like a domain
expansion.
Some expansion finger kind of thing. So it's been pretty awesome. I really like that as a fellow weeb myself. Let's see. We can move on from the ticket wars to what next, Haley? Looks like you have a crazy, interesting collab stage.
Yeah, I don't even know when this is, to be honest.
2024 KBS Music Bank. Global Festival. What the heck is this?
I don't know if there's any other lineups, but then like this is the one I picked out from the news. So they're basically having a collab stage, and they're going to have N-Hyphen's Jungwon, Jay.
Okay,
Ives,
so both of them from N-Hypen.
Mm-hmm.
Jungwon and Jay, interesting.
Ives, Liz, G-Idol's Mion, and Buena Store. That's the main one.
This is why, this is probably why it caught your attention.
And I was like, what is this? So it's for the KBS Music Bank Global Festival. Let me look up what
whatever that is, to be honest. You know, speaking of festivals, there's still that end of the year thing. I still can't believe like what's going on with that. Like I remember Haley and I talked about it last week, but if you didn't catch it, there's SBS has a like their own end of the year thing, which is a crazy ass like concert thing called like Gayo Daijon. And oh my gosh, we read out the, it's basically every group you could think of that's like huge or that you like. There's multiple of them. Like everyone is like joining it. And it's pretty wild, and it's pretty amazing, and it gives us a lot of FOMO. But the crazy part is on Weverse, I got a notification because I'm, you know, I'm subscribed to the New Jeans, like a lot of different groups in for Weverse. But I got the New Jeans notification, and it's really cool because if you're a bunny, and if you live in Korea, and if you meet all the criteria, which is like your bunny's membership, you bought and purchased like a lot of different albums from all the different comebacks, and you purchased a light stick from Weverse, you're eligible to enter this like crazy like it's not a giveaway, it's a crazy entry to be able to participate and watch SBS Gayo Daijon so for free. It's wild. So that is actually happening tonight, and it's like I told Haley, I'm like, I'm eligible because I purchased and did all of this stuff.
I was like, you may as well just enter it.
I'm going to probably enter. And guys, this is going to be, this whole event happens this Saturday or Sunday. I think it's Sunday. Mm-hmm. And if I get it, what am I going to do? I'm going to fly to Korea, I guess. I'm gonna, Haley, I can't bring Haley because I'm the only one there, but I'll take Haley with me to Korea. She can hang out with Sungho and Changbin.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to enter.
You may as well. Honestly, just
I mean,
do it.
Honestly, like, in the back of my head, I'm hoping I don't. That way I don't have to spend, like, $4,000 to fly.
But at the same time, you don't want to just, like, regret.
But at the same time, I want to try because I read the fine print and everything. And I would, if I somehow make it and I can, and I get chosen to participate and watch this, and also, like, it's, you get to see all of the groups perform. You're there, like, the whole day, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole performance and like everything, you're there the whole time, which is nuts. So right. I get to see all the groups perform.
Like whoever's pre-recording. I don't think it's
all
of
them. You're
right.
It's most of the pre-record, which is probably a lot of groups still nonetheless. And usually the bigger ones too. So that'd be really interesting and cool to see. But like they said, you have to make sure you bring your Binky Bong.
Right.
Like, because I think you're supposed to be in the
for New Jeans.
Exactly, because you're in the New Jeans section, and you'll be there for that. So I think there's only like 100 or 500. I'm not sure. It's one of those.
It's small, usually.
It's really cool, and I mean, I'll enter because somehow I'm eligible because I met all this criteria because I spent a lot of money on New Jeans, and like Haley said, might as well.
It will just be in your memory because you can't film these pre-recordings.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of cool, though. I like that. Like, just live in the moment. And this is if I even win. I don't know. It'll be crazy. Can you imagine that next episode you're like,
we're in Korea.
Guess what? We're back from Korea. Shit. Do I have enough sick time for my new job? I hope so. If not, I'll probably tell my boss, but we'll see. I have to apply tonight. As of this, like, recording this night. We'll find out. Haley, what did you find out about this other thing? Which
so
was
I
the one that crazy collab?
Gonna air tonight.
Oh shit. Okay.
It says 2024 Music Bank Global Festival in Japan will air on KBS.
Oh my god, in Japan? Well, at least it's KBS though.
I
was gonna say, oh shit, we're not gonna see this.
Yeah.
Then.
So
the thing is, sometimes it's just one live stream and they don't they never repost it too. That's the scary part.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pre-recorded. I'm looking here. Mm-hmm. It was already pre-recorded on the 14th and 15th, but they're airing it on the 19th.
That's an interesting collab stage. Mm-hmm. But I see, like, on, like, there's, like, Aespa, NCT Dream.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's going to be interesting because, of course, that means IVE is going to be there if Liz is performing. And Hypen should be there if Jungwon and Jay.
And then Boy G-Idol,
Mion, Boy Next Door, Sungho. So, like, all their groups should be there. That's going to be really interesting. Anything you want to add to that?
Nope.
Should we watch that after this, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, if it's out.
And I'll be doing my other ticket wars. I can't believe it. Two ticket wars in the same day. Oh, boy. My anxiety and emotional and mental levels are getting drained today. Comebacks. Let's talk about some comebacks because they're very few, especially during this time of the year, I feel like. Let's see. December 20, Dreamcatcher. They're going to have a Christmas song. Of course, it's a Christmas song because the title is
My Christmas Sweet Love.
That sounds cute. That's a cute title. Next, on December 25th, so actually on Christmas Day, we have some comebacks. We got NCT Wish has their Japanese physical album release for their first album, Wishful, followed by, some of the OG queens of K-pop.
Yeah, 21 is having their Japan also. With Hysteric Glamour Best album? What is that?
I don't know. It's just called Welcome Back.
Welcome Back.
Welcome Back. So that'd be interesting to see. And I think that's it. It's going to be a while till we have some more comebacks because, I mean, tis the season for everyone to rest, hopefully.
Yeah, I feel like it's just going to be end of the year concerts right now.
It's just, yeah,
which
like
is
you
amazing.
Said. Just enjoy it, right? Just sit back, relax, watch the streams,
all
watch all the videos.
Stages.
There's a lot of stuff. And if in between, you can always just catch and watch some variety shows, right? There's plenty of variety shows for a lot of our groups. Let's see, music videos. Actually, there was a couple of them this time around. Let's see. There's actually more than a couple. There's a few for Stray Kids.
Yeah, so Stray Kids, I'm going to get into this later on, but then basically they are releasing their solo music videos for their
you should just talk about it now.
Solo songs. Okay.
Just
so
really quick.
The ones that have dropped already was for IN, he did Hallucination. So, like, this music video, and then people have probably already seen, like, the clips from their Dominate tour. Like, his performance is, like, very, very sexy.
Damn.
he wears, like, a crop top.
Why do they do this to all these mangnays as soon as they're,
he
like...
He wants the sexy. This is his choice. like, his song.
Look at Jungkook and then now IN.
Yeah, so he's definitely not baby bread anymore. He has a very, like, sexy and mature side, which is shown in the music video as well. If you haven't watched it, please check it out because I was like, what the fuck?
So he's not baby bread. What is he now? Is he
he's
just like
toast.
Raised to? Oh, toast. I was like, oh, he's risen like raised bread. But I guess I think you guys are the one that's toast, if
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, exactly. Seungmin also released his.
I always like Seungmin's solo
too.
Stuff.
His is called As We Are. And basically the music video shows Seungmin having two dreams of being either a baseball player or a singer. And like this was obviously his real life.
Of course. This is what he wants. He's living his dream.
And then in the end, he chooses to be a singer, but he still has baseball as a huge passion. And like, I feel like his songs always sound like an anime opening as well. Yeah, they're like anime themes,
OST kind of stuff.
So I really like his songs.
It's like emotionally like upbeat, like slice of life kind of stuff. It's really good. I really like his solo stuff.
Felix also released his. His song is called Unfair. This song was written by him in inspiration from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, wow.
And there is, and like in the lyrics too, it also like says tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, and it like references Gaston, Belle, and Beast.
Gaston.
So it is very Beauty and the Beast-esque, and like his music video is very like fairy tale like. He has like these wings, and like he's speaking
what
about
is
like
the
how
sound, because you watched it, I didn't watch this one. Like, is it like a ballad, or is it like
it's
happy,
not
or like
ballad? It's like, more like.
What
not
is it?
Rock either. I don't even know how to like describe the genre. It's very like, I'll let you listen to it after,
oh,
and then
come
you can
on.
Tell
you gotta
me.
Explain,
I don't know how
explain
to
it to the people.
It. But all I can remember is like when he sings in his like high voice, it sounds kind of weird to me. But like obviously when he sings deeper, it sounds better. That's just my.
Just because we're all used to that, if anything.
Right, but like it's a very like. I guess we'll say, like, emotional, because he's basically saying, like, life is unfair because, like, he's being treated like a beast or something, and, like, only Belle... Like, it basically talks about Beauty and the Beast. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. I will eventually watch this interesting song about Gaston. and let's see, the next one we watched was Baby Monster, of course. They dropped one of their newest videos, Love in My Heart, which is a B-side track from Drip. This is probably the song that could... get people ease into Baby Monster, because I know they kind of have more like, you know how YG stuff like usually goes hard and everything. This is like the cuter, softer song. Kind of reminds me of like Lovesick Girls, I guess,
right.
Like the sound. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, the lyrics and everything is a little bit different, but it's that kind of sound, like Lovesick Girls, and they're all running through the fields, and like they had a little of a scuffle and stuff, but we're all friends, and they're like happy. And yeah, it's that kind of thing. Yeah, running through the fields, Love in My Heart.
I feel like Treasures is also like that. Like
Treasures
the
was
music
good
video.
Too. So Treasure also is the other video that we watched called Last Night.
That song is really good, honestly. Like I think their last one was King Kong, and Knowing Me. How
it does not
I
hit
am.
The way it hits for us for this song. This song,
but this song is really
this
really
song
good.
Sounds like it should be in an anime as
yeah,
well, like an anime opening.
And like the music video itself is very like carefree, and like they're all running around driving in cars
of
and stuff.
It's always nice to see these kind of carefree, happy-go-lucky music videos. So enjoyed both. Both Treasures and Baby Monsters. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly enough, they both had music videos. Surprisingly enough, they're both about to tour, and they were like announcing tour stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So prepare yourselves. What's Treasures' fandom name again?
I actually don't know. Let me look.
Okay, so
I know their light stick is like a diamond.
Oh, I know that. Oh, theirs is cool, actually. And Baby Monster has a light stick. It's really cool. It looks kind of like a normal, like a regular light stick until you see those cute red horns. And I think like it's like not like a full on circle. It's like a wider top, like almost like the 17 one, the recent one. But it's cool, and I just got it for myself recently too. Yes.
So their fandom name for Treasure is Treasure Maker.
That is not what I expected.
Me
I like that. It's not trying to be overly clever and then sound stupid, but at the same time, it's like, I guess that's cool, Treasure Maker.
Yep.
There you go.
Interesting.
I was expecting
it to be like diamonds or something.
I thought coins.
What?
Gold.
No.
Oh, no. I just had a flashback of gold from Itzy. Oh, Jesus.
How do you pronounce this? Tiumi?
Tiumi. Tiumi. Is that their short?
Yeah, the shorthand.
Tiumi. I don't know. It looks like Temu.
I know.
So,
it does.
Yeah, don't order from there. Actually, sometimes it's okay, but 90% of the chance miss. And moving on, I think it's a good time to take your water bathroom break, whatever break you need. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and hit that notification bell to the Permission to Stand podcast, where we are pretty much available on, I think, almost all major podcast streaming platforms. Somehow we're there. And Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to send us DMs, please send it there. And I just wanted to say that they're... for Treasure's fandom name, it's pronounced what you said, Tiumi. Tiumi.
No, I said Temu. I did the opposite.
Tiumi, which combines the name earlier. Treasure and me.
Okay,
that's what it
Tiumi.
Is. That's cute. Actually.
Tiumi?
Tiumi.
To you.
Yeah.
You, me. Me, you.
Me, you.
You, me, you. Okay, so that's cool.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
And I think now it's a good time we move on. Yes, I'm going to talk about new jeans. Or should I say jeans with a Z.
Jeans for free.
So yes, if you did not know, if you probably did know, but if you haven't heard, New Jeans had opened up, well, New Jeans members have opened up their own rogue Instagram
like,
account.
It.
Power to the people.
They're
I don't know.
They're so unhinged on there, I feel, like their posts.
So their Instagram account is called Jeans for Free. That is JeansForFree. Jeans for
it's
Free.
It's so funny because I feel like their name is like basically like, we're free. Freedom.
They think they're free.
It's not like that.
In their heads, they're free because they're like they're doing a lot of stuff that they
I'm
want to do.
Free.
But I don't know if they're actually free. Yeah. They might have even trapped themselves even harder because I will talk about that. But yeah, so as Haley said, they've been kind of more unhinged. Yeah. And it's cool because it's almost like
you can see their personalities.
They are like, it's like this Instagram account is literally on their phones. It's like, you know that they're like,
it's them. Yeah.
It's them actually posting. It's like each member just randomly posts whenever they want.
It's
and
not
whatever
being monitored or anything.
There's zero of that, zero filters and zero, like Haley said, like people managing it or like, you know, giving the go ahead and stuff. It's just them doing whatever they want. It's actually a lot of fun as a fellow, as bunnies. It's so much content. We're getting fed a lot, and it's, like, funny, random, and cool. The most recent stuff they've actually been posting, too, are them in their Harry Potter outfits. Mm-hmm. Because they did a performance in Japan, which you know how it is. It's very hard to find these replays of the performances.
It's not, like, the full performance is never uploaded.
Like, we tried going on YouTube recently to find it. I was trying to show to Haley, and, of course, it's just clickbait. It's, like, 5 seconds of it and then some random shit.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
You'll never find the actual videos on YouTube. But what you'll if you just searched on Twitter, or I should say X, you'll find it there because I showed it to Haley, and we watched the one for Supernatural, and I think it was pretty awesome. Don't you think? Like that whole set.
Yeah, it looks like the freaking hall from Harry Potter.
The food hall. Like the place where all of them eat and hang out and, you know, that
with
giant
the sorting
food
hat.
Hall. It's freaking cool. Like, and it's crazy because Haley's like, is that the one in Japan? I'm like, it's actually just a stage.
I was like, damn, that's crazy. They went all out just for that one performance.
The work they put into it. And obviously it was really cool seeing them all in there like Harry Potter / I don't know, like pajama leggings, like their outfits. It was really cool to see. Heron has like some type of like red long hair that's not real
wig.
That's the word. You're right. And Honey as well. She had like, was it like pink?
Yeah, it's like pink,
like a light pink. It was really cool though because not only did they perform Supernatural, they also were performing, like I said, in like what are the cowls? Like, you know, like the
their
outfits,
cloaks?
The cloaks. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're wearing
their houses.
The houses that Harry match. Potter. And it's crazy enough.
Like, I already knew who Danielle was going
to
be.
It feels like Haley and I and our other friend early, we were already like, we had to assume which member would be in what house. It's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
It's
and that's
so
they
obvious.
Match perfect. Hane is Gryffindor. She seems like she would be Gryffindor, to be honest. The most obvious one was Danielle.
Right.
If she was not Hufflepuff, I don't know what there was something wrong. There's something wrong with the algorithm. She is Hufflepuff. She's Haley. Haley is Hufflepuff as well.
Yes.
Something about these two Aussies is just Hufflepuffy.
Felix is also Hufflepuff.
Felix and is...
You can just see
Felix is Hufflepuff. Definitely a Hufflepuff. He is like in the same realm as Danielle. Yeah. You can see both of them just being Hufflepuffs all year round.
That's so obvious.
So that was interesting to see, even though it was like not interesting in terms of like we all figured that out. The cool part for me, I was super excited about this. I had a feeling Minji, the way she is and how she thinks, she was going to be Ravenclaw, which is what the house that I fall in. So Haley's Hufflepuff, I'm a Ravenclaw, Minji's a Ravenclaw, and I had a small hint of feeling that Hani would be too, because of how she thinks also, as funny and like crazy and random she is. And it worked. They're both Ravenclaw. It was freaking awesome. So both my biases are Ravenclaw. It's always nice when it matches. Was excited for our friend Kevin, who's a huge Hidden bias, because Hidden, of course, somehow,
yeah,
you would think she's a Slytherin, and she is she a
definitely
Slytherin.
Is a Slytherin.
Kitty Kang Hidden is a Slytherin.
Is
you could
Kevin
tell.
Slytherin?
Kevin is a Slytherin.
That's so funny.
That's really interesting enough to that this is matching. This is probably better than freaking MBTIs and horoscopes. Yeah. It's what house you're
it
sorted into.
So well.
And last but not least, we do wait.
You have everyone? Yep.
Oh, never mind. Last but not least, I am done talking about that. But yeah, that was really cool and exciting to see like all of them match into like the specific ones that we thought would match. And it's really cool. Like, it's funny that Danielle is your bias and you match with her too. So it's like pretty interesting enough that it's all matching. Let's see. Let's kind of move on a little bit. Overall, it was really cool to see them do the Harry Potter performance. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they did the cute stuff, like they saw cake and you got some of their personality like throughout the whole like performance mm-hmm. itself. And it just makes me sad watching them, thinking I'm like, shit, will I ever get to see them?
I think so.
I mean, I did see them live. That's true. But like,
no, but I think
I see them on a tour.
They will. I think
one way or another.
They
right.
They will do it.
Yeah, you're right. I will see them when I fly to Korea this weekend.
That and then also I feel like they're going to push through and then like
something will happen, because I think one of the when they dropped this crazy rogue IG account,
yeah,
they posted something really interesting. They posted a picture of them and then they put the date 3:30, March 30.
Yeah.
I wonder what the hell is going to happen. If they drop like a tour or something
yeah.
I mean, that'd be freaking awesome. So just wait. So March 30, the end of my birthday month. I mean, something is going to happen. That's still a while from now. Let's see. And last but not least, of course, with all the fun stuff we just talked about, of course, there's going to be some bullshit stuff with New Jeans. So allegedly, remember, this is allegedly, the members or like whoever their current managers are, like outside of Adore, and the members have been contacting brands. And we're talking about, you know, their big brands. You know, since they're like brand ambassadors for a lot of stuff and how huge and big New Jeans' global reach is, a lot of brands want to get New Jeans,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
So they've been, but apparently they've been contacting brands without the agency's approval because, of course, they don't give a fuck. They IDGAF right now. And it's just, you know, a lot of ongoing drama with that because a lot of fashion brands are more cautious about working with New Jeans because I think Adore has been like, saying they're not allowed to. It's like because I was kind of worried about this news because I'm like, they keep saying about Adore breaching their contract for doing stuff for them, and then I'm like, oh my god, don't you guys think you guys are also breaching the contract? It doesn't help your cause if you're like trying to sign up like outside of the label, like with like kind of like collaborations, and you know, especially because it's all monetary. You're not just signing up for fun and applying.
Right.
It's like you're gonna get paid for that. Paid a lot. And a lot, like all these endorsements and everything. So it was kind of a bad thing to see. And I mean, and also it's just hurting like the reputation overall for Adore and for New Jeans, like the members and the group. Because think about it. If you're a brand and you're like, you know, asked to like, oh, like you're like New Jeans contacts you, then you get contacted later on by like the agency saying, oh, don't, you're not allowed to do this or like something. It's just, it's like really bad because it makes brands kind of like reconsider like, oh, is it worth it getting into this drama and all these problems?
At this point, it's not.
So it sucks. But yeah, that's exactly the point they're on right now. So let's just hope March 30 is better, whatever the hell that's going to happen, and or what the hell is going to happen
like
that day.
Comeback. or tour.
At least come back, because we were supposed to have a comeback.
Yeah.
Then all this bullshit happened end of the year. So we'll see. Haley, can you talk about your or another HYBE group that's that'll hopefully bring smiles to everyone's faces instead?
So Boy Next Door has officially kickstarted their Knock On Volume 1 World Tour. It had two sold-out shows in Korea already, and it was
a nervous laugh. This is in Korea though, Haley.
I know, but still, on December 14th and 15th. So they did have live streams for both of the days that you could have, I think, bought on Beyond Live.
But, how come you didn't buy it? I'm surprised.
Because I can watch it online because, like, there's an Instagram account that I follow.
They put a lot of the clips?
Everything.
That's pretty awesome.
I was like,
is it just for Boy Next Door, though?
Just Boy Next Door.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was able to watch their full concert, like, their songs and, like, their speeches and everything like that. So they opened with Earth, Wind, and Fire. And their set list was basically all their songs because their discography is not huge.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But that's cool because like I like all their songs and I would want to hear all their songs that they have so far. So they had But Sometimes, Nice Guy, One and Only, Dangerous, Life is Cool, Dear My Darling, and Gonna Be a Rock, plus like more. The one performance that was really, really cute and caught my eye was the ABCD Love because it featured and they brought out their new mascot characters for each member.
Oh, like in the are people dressed up like
their
outfits?
Yeah, like the Skazoo suits.
Cool.
So they had their own. They're called BB Next Door. I think that's how they pronounce it. Or Baby Next Door, maybe. And then the members were also equipped with all their BB Next Door merch, which they haven't released yet for, like, to buy. But they have,
it hasn't been released
covers.
Yet. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
They haven't released any merch for fans yet. They have lightstick covers. They have, like, plushes and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, my God, it's so cute. So here we go again. I have to get Songho's ones, of course. Also, at the concert, they did announce that they will be having a comeback on January 6th. I felt like they just had a comeback, but I guess that was in September. But
so by the time they tour here, you'll have more content, more to the discography.
I mean, this one is only a digital single, so it's just one song.
It's better than nothing.
It's If I Say I Love You. Also, it was cute and, like, I don't know, they're very, like, grateful. I feel like most like smaller groups, I mean, I don't know if they're smaller anymore, but like most groups who are starting off, and this is their first concert, so like at the end of their concert the members actually knelt down and bowed to the audience to show like gratitude for the fans and basically said like, without you guys, like, we wouldn't be here, like our concert wouldn't be successful without you. Also, these are just like little, I guess, like stuff that I picked out from when I was watching. Lehan's hair was really cute on the second day because they actually curled it and it looked like a Shirley Temple wig. But it was his real hair.
Only he could pull that off from the group,
so
I feel
cute.
Like.
And I feel like the members were really loving it and were like petting him as well. Jaehyun also said in his ending mint, he was like, and of course, I think he cried on the first day.
I'm not surprised, to be honest.
But his ending meant on the second day, he was like, I think I'm not really the perfect leader, but the love I have for my members, that's bigger than anything else in the world. So, like, he thinks he's not perfect. I mean, probably, like, Jaehyun has a lot to learn because it's just, like, their first year, but I think he does a good job, like, loving on the members. He's very affectionate to all of them. And he wants what's best for, like, the whole group. They also performed a special song for Christmas. I don't think get this. Like,
yeah, you probably won't.
But I was like,
that's
cool. Really cute.
That's cool.
It's called, obviously, it's the Christmas song we all know. It's a beginning to look a lot like Christmas, which was really cute because they were all wearing Christmas outfits, but their stage was like a rooftop and it was like one that was like from the ceiling and they were like floating over the audience. I was like, what the fuck? That looks so cool.
That's very interesting.
So like they were like hovering above the audience. And yeah, that's pretty much it for, if you want to check it out and like if you are interested in the account that has all of this up, just message me and I can send you the link.
Ah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Just DM us on Permission to Stand Podcast
on
Instagram. So there you go. And I just have a small note here. It was really nice, my fellow Blinks, to see Jennie and Rosé hanging out in New York.
Mm-hmm.
This is really brief because I'm sure Jenny is there doing Jenny things.
But what was Rosé? She was there.
Remember, she performed at Fallon, right?
Oh yeah, that's right.
She performed on Jimmy Fallon. She did guess what song, Haley?
Patu, and then also Toxic Till the End.
And Toxic Till the End. It was really cool. It seems like she's having a good time just doing her solo promotions and everything. She went into the audience and had some of the audience members dancing and singing. That's really cool. So lucky.
So jealous.
Yeah. And then she's having fun, like especially when they did Toxic Till the End. It's more like a rock song. It's like Taylor Swift kind of shit. You know what I mean? It's like that kind of thing. And she seems like she's having a good time being able to like perform like almost like a rock, like a rock artist, because she's you don't have to that. There's no choreo for that, right? She's just singing, so it's, and like Haley said, it obviously suits her very well, like this type of genre, and that's why she likes doing all this. And her album has been a bop, as emotionally really damaging it is. It's been amazing. It sounds really great. So looking forward to hearing and all these solos. We have Mantra. We have all of Rosé stuff. We have all of Lisa stuff. Just we're missing some stuff from Jisoo, but she's busy fighting zombies while being in love. So, I mean, it's going to be an exciting comeback and world tour next year for 2025. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good year for Blinks and a bad year for our credit cards and wallets.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, I feel like it's like that every year, to be honest.
This is correct. It's just getting worse and worse with more groups.
You add more groups. And more groups
and
list.
More groups. My goodness.
God.
So, well, I think now is also another good time. If you didn't yet, you should probably use the restroom or maybe drink some water or stay hydrated. And while you do that, you could, I think, is it like, is it follow and subscribe?
Yeah, probably.
The Permission to Stand podcast. Wherever you're tuning in, because we are pretty much available on almost all podcast streaming platforms. And you can also hit us up. You could message me, message Haley. Haley's the one that's going to probably open it before me. But you, if you want to message me, just say this is for Joko or something, because Haley's the one reading most of it.
Yeah.
Where can you do that, Haley?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast and send us your DMs there. And if you also want to enter the Baby Monster contest giveaway that we are doing right now,
it's your last chance.
Send us who you want to see in 2025 in concert, and also your ultimate bias.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think we can move on to the last part, which obviously means most of the time BTS and Stray Kids.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because, I mean, we just started doing that just because that's what we did, like, when we first started the podcast.
Yeah, and it kept on.
And we just left it there. I mean, they're the two big ones, right? I feel like the two biggest
that
boy
a
groups
lot of
still.
People are into, and I feel like so I they want to hear about them.
I get it. Of course, let's start with some BTS then.
Yeah, so Jungkook.
This dude. Out of nowhere. What the F?
He did a surprise Weverse Live. This guy is in the military still, guys, but he's on break right now for vacation.
A surprise Weverse Live did that. I want you to know, Haley, if you didn't know, this guy keeps breaking Weverse records. Set a brand new Weverse record, because I think he previously held the last one.
Yeah.
Watching
him sleep last time,
oh my gosh. And now over 20 million viewers.
Wow.
Stop. 20 million. Insane. How does the app not crash?
That's crazy.
I don't think the app was made for like this many people watching
and
streaming.
But it held up, right?
It did. The servers, they must have like, they're like, oh shit, this guy.
Jungkook's getting on.
He's going to get on. Let's turn on every server we have in Korea. So yeah, his latest live stream, 20 million. That's insane.
It was like a surprise live too, because I don't think he even told anyone in advance. I guess he was just like, I'm free right now, so I'm going to do a live. And he even said that like he wanted to use the live captions, because Weverse now has live captions for people, obviously, who don't speak Korean. So they do like the live subtitles.
We've been praying for something like this forever.
It's happening
it's
now.
It's happening finally.
But they have to know in advance. And because Jungkook didn't give that warning that he's going to do a live, so he wasn't able to use them. Because he was just like, I'm going to do a live right now. And then the staff was like, oh, you can't use the live captions because you didn't give us enough time to like prepare, basically. He said that he really missed everyone and he was like nervous to start this live because obviously it's been a while since he's been on. But of course, what would be a Jungkook live without him doing karaoke? Because I feel like that's all he does.
I was going to ask. Okay, go ahead.
Ask what?
No, go ahead. I thought you were going to say it.
Oh, he...
Like, what he's saying.
Oh, so, like, he did Still With You, and he said that he... Because, like, a lot of people were requesting him to sing BTS songs, and he's like, I don't want to sing them. Like, I want to sing those with my members. So I don't think he did any of, like, BTS, like, songs. He only did his solo ones.
Please tell me he sang APT.
He did.
Oh, boy. I didn't catch any of this or didn't watch any of it.
Yeah, so...
I feel like every group is singing this. So
yeah, of course.
Of course it's going to reach this man.
So he did sing APT, and then but
was it just like the chorus?
Yeah, like the beginning part of it.
Some of the Bruno Mars and Rosé parts. Interesting.
But then he also said like he doesn't know a lot of the new songs that have come out.
Oh, he's out of the loop.
Yeah, so he's like, oh, because like people were like requesting songs, and he's like, I don't know this.
He's like,
song.
What the heck is that? I could have probably if I should have went on and should have just requested for random stuff that wasn't even a song.
Yeah,
just put a random name like. Oh, do the noodle dance. Like, what? He's like, what? The hell's the noodle dance?
Guess who else was watching Jungkook's live? His
uh-oh.
Biggest fan.
It has to be Mr. Jin himself.
No. No.
Wait, are you talking about a BTS
no,
member?
No, not a BTS member.
Hmm. Biggest fan. Like, is it in the hype? Give me.
It's under hype.
Oh, okay. So it's a hype person.
It's a hype boy.
Hype boy. Hype boy. TXT's on hiatus. Can't be TXT, so not... Can't be bomb.
We
you.
Just talked. Oh about
boy,
him.
Let me. Is it his little mini me lookalike?
Yes.
Jaehyun.
Yeah. It's so okay. Jaehyun was watching his live, and then because like fans,
how do people know?
Fans on Weverse were messaging Jaehyun, and they were like, "Are you watching Jungkook's live?" And he's like, "Yes, I watched the whole thing." Jungkook's live was 2 hours and 30 minutes, and
shit.
Jaehyun watched the whole thing. He was like.
Fuck.
Yeah,
holy
he's
shit.
Like, I'm
because
Jaehyun was like, I'm replying to comments like fans on Weverse while watching Jungkook's live. Basically, that's what he
that's
said.
That's pretty cool.
So he, when, I mean, Jaehyun's
wait,
a
when
huge
did he?
Fan.
I know that, but when did he? When was all this? Were we asleep?
We were like, it's in early morning here, like probably like 5. So
oh,
I don't
shit.
Know what time
we're,
that is.
We're
in
probably
Korea.
Sleeping. Yeah, yeah. Wait, oh, 5 o'clock here. So was it, yeah, we're both sleeping.
Yeah.
Damn. Of course.
But Oh yeah, that's it for Jungkook's life. If you want to catch it, it's all up on Weverse. You can rewatch it.
It's probably
it.
Subbed now too, right?
Yeah, probably.
Of course. The technology.
We haven't watched it yet, but there is a Runchin that we want to watch, and it's
oh,
with
which
Jonathan.
One is it? Oh shit! I think I've seen small clips. So oh, it's a Runjin episode.
It's a Runjin
I thought
episode.
It was a Jonathan.
No, no.
Oh,
it's a Runjin episode. And
they're best friends, so they're hung. They contacted each other.
Yeah. Yes, it happened.
Who promised who? Jonathan said he would text him, right?
Yeah, for his birthday or something.
Shit.
I remember it's Jin's
oh,
birthday
boy.
Month.
Exactly. Oh,
so
shit.
I guess
it happened.
But basically, I don't... Were they at like some like... What is that one called where they do like choke holds and stuff?
Wrestling.
I guess wrestling. What was the other one I'm thinking about?
Choke holds. I don't know. That sounds like red lights. We're talking... That's some... That's like...
MMA?
Oh, yeah, yeah, MMA.
Okay, I couldn't think of it.
I was like, oh, chokeholds, oh, Changbin.
Anyway, so Jonathan put Jin in a chokehold.
Oh, boy. I think, that's, no, I didn't see this clip.
And Jin said, I don't, and then because, like, when Jonathan did it, he's like, goodbye, Jin. Like, he said that.
Like, I can imagine him saying it with his, like, goofy-ass serious
yeah,
face.
Exactly.
Goodbye, Jin.
We need to watch this one. We didn't have time, but
it's on Runjin.
It
Runjin, you said,
yeah.
Right? Run BTS kind of thing.
But then, when Jin got out of the chokehold, he's like, oh my god, my tongue stuck out. And he's like, and then one of the trainers was like, he choked you. And he said, goodbye, BTS. And then Jonathan was like, no. He's like, oh, I'm sure the staff will edit this out. But then, like, instead, the staff ended up editing the clips together
to
make Jonathan look like he was out to murder Jin. It
I love
so
it.
Bad.
It's beautiful. Oh, I can't wait to see
it. It was
like
it. Jin just being tortured by Jonathan. And then he says, goodbye, Seokjin. He's, like, choking him out.
I can't wait to see this.
Yeah.
So. I want... We'll but I'm just out. Worried for him because, you know, there's some crazy say songs that
I hope not.
That, like,
they
take it seriously.
Like,
I hope.
In, like, light,
no, I hope so. I hope so.
They're just joking around. But yeah,
it's
that,
funny
it,
as
that episode looks
AF.
Interesting. Yeah, so that's it for BTS. Moving on to Stray Kids. So they released their new album, Hop.
Yes,
Skiz
they
Hop,
did.
Skiz Hop Hip Tape. So the album name is Hop. But then, like, their subtitle...
I know they reversed it on purpose. Instead of hip-hop, it's hop-hip.
Yeah, but then their subtitle is Skiz Hop Hip Tape. I don't know. It sounds weird to me. Anyway, so, like...
Oh, my gosh.
The basically means, like, Stray Kids and hip-hop put together. Because that's what their music on this album is very light hip hop. The one song though that I really, really like out of all the songs on this new album, there's 12 songs. Was the one featuring Tablo.
Oh, it was a good song. I like that one a lot too, actually. I love
that song. It's called You, just the letter U.
And we're talking about Tablo from Epic High, of course.
The man himself.
Finally, though, because I remember he talked about this a while ago.
Yeah, it's been a
while. So obviously they recorded a while back.
We were like all wondering. I was like, when is this feature with Tablo going to happen? And I mean, it finally happened. And it's such a good song. Like, that's my favorite song. Also, along with the album, the music video for Walking on Water also dropped. They all look very cool. I did say that it kind of reminded me of, like, God's Menu.
It is with thunderous. Some thunderous vibes, especially because they had, like, the, like, that,
Korean, like, temple.
Temple thing, yeah.
Like, yeah, the concept looked very similar to Thunderous.
It's like a, it's like 2.0, like a new version of Thunderous. Kind of cool. I liked it.
Yeah, it was really cool. A lot of the, they're doing, like, a lot of dance challenges. The ones that stood out to me was the one with Bang Chan and Lisa from Blackpink. So oh, my God. That was really, really cute.
I forgot to talk about it during the Blackpink part. But, yeah, Lisa did the challenge, dance challenge with them. It was really cute, like Haley said, because, of course, they're BFFs and everything. I think there was even a recent picture where Bang Chan took a picture with Lisa's mom.
Yeah, so I do have it here somewhere. So Lisa's mom posted a photo of her and Bang Chan together. Like, backstage, she gave him flowers, and it said, like, congratulations, like, Stray Kids or something on the cute little note. But basically, she posted this on her personal Instagram
of Bang Chan.
And then, like, it was for their Bangkok concert, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, she's very, like, supportive, and a lot of stays were, like, happy to see, like, you know, because, like, Lisa's obviously not there, but then her mom went to, like, support the boys.
So,
like,
cute.
So many people were, like, super excited. And, of course, like,
this is what we need. More K-pop love.
Yeah. When Bang Chan and Lisa dropped that Walking on Water challenge today, like, everyone was, like, super excited to see them together. Bang Chan, of course, trolled Lisa at the end.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, like, the whole dance challenge, they're being cute and having fun.
Yeah.
At the end, Lisa lifted up her shirt and was, like, showing her stomach. Like, because her ass. I'm pretty sure Bang Chan and her, like, they promise each other, like, oh, let's lift our shirts up at the end.
Right.
And like, all right, let's do it. And then Lisa did it. And Bang Chan basically zipped up his clothes more.
And she went to, like, attack him. She's like, no.
It was so, pretty
like,
awesome. He
basically, like, trolled her. Another dance challenge that, for Walking on Water that was dropped was the one with Changbin and Chaeryeong.
And Chaeryeong, the siblings.
ITZY, the siblings.
The JYP siblings.
Yeah, so that dropped. And he also did Imaginary Friend.
Oh, yeah, ITZY. That was awesome.
Yeah, so
it was kind of funny to watch, too.
Why?
I don't know. Like, seeing Changbin do Imaginary Friend.
He did it really well.
Like, something I shouldn't say I wasn't expecting to see, like, I was just waiting for it to kind of happen. Because sometimes they haven't been on top of that kind of stuff.
No, they haven't. Recently. But I think when they promote, that's when they're, like, on top of it.
It's just because I love that dance, and it's kind of, like, really, like,
feminine,
but, like, kind of, like, hot in a way. Right. So it was, like, interesting.
Well, it was hot for me to watch Changbin dance.
During the slow, dance. Like, you know, that, because it's, like, really, like, the moves are, like, very minute, but it has so much emphasis, right? Like,
yeah.
It has so much power in these, like, small moves, but it's, like, damn. And then seeing Changbin must have been, like, damn for you, simps.
Like, when he, like, danced NMIX's one, Love You Like That. That was,
but
like,
that's cute, though.
I know, that's true.
This one is, like, there's, like, something there. Something that gets you a little bit feral, if you know what I mean.
But they also dropped a cute holiday version of Walking on Water. They literally added bells on the members, so they were, like, jingling about when they were dancing.
Their outfits were really cool.
Yeah, for that. Also, they...
Especially Hyunjin in his, like, huge-ass skirt. That's a huge skirt.
Only he can pull something. Him and Felix. Him and Felix can pull it off.
Let's throw Lino in one. I just want to see how mad he would be.
I think he can pull it off. Before.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
Who would not want to wear a skirt?
Changbin.
Oh, you're right. There you go. He's the one.
Also, they did this. So, like, with every comeback, I feel like we're just, like, overwhelmed with content. And that's happened again.
This is typical. Yeah. This is how it goes.
They also have, like, a cheering guide for Walking on Water. They have a making and behind the scenes of the music video and, like, the concept photos. And then they also are doing interviews. We watched one. Like, it was really short. It was one with BuzzFeed. It was just, like, a
basically 30 questions.
30 questions and, like, answer it as fast as you can, basically. So that's always fun to watch, and it's all pretty much in English, because when it's BuzzFeed, I feel like the members
try... I'm trying to remember if there was anything interesting.
Well, they were trying to get Bang Chan to say it in American accent.
Oh, yeah.
Like, speaking in an American accent, they said, like, can you say water? And then they're like, and he's like, water?
It's funny, because, like, Han's like, water.
And water. Water. And then he's like, water. Water. And then hamburger. Hamburger. Like, he can't. Like, he physically can't. It sounds weird. But,
You're the same way, kind of, sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
You say water.
Water.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, sometimes. But then, like, sometimes I'm, like, American. I feel like my accent goes back and forth.
What are you talking about, Haley?
What are you waiting for? Oh, okay, that's pretty much it. Go check out all their stuff.
On that sad note. dad joke, I guess. That's it. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in and for checking us out. Is it going to be Christmas by the next time people hear us?
Maybe.
I think so. It possibly might be. So Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy holidays to whatever holiday you are celebrating. Oh, yeah, it is next week already.
We probably have to, like, film Christmas Eve, right?
You mean record?
Record, right? Because we'll be doing something.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, that's true. We'll see. We'll figure that out. But, yeah, so happy holidays or whatever holiday you are celebrating.
Happy holidays. Take care. Everyone celebrates differently.
That's true. As long as you get presents.
Like, I mean, especially, do they always get presents?
K-pop presents, yes. Okay. Yes. So, yes, please be safe. Have a safe holidays. Hopefully you're getting good food and you're in good company with wherever and whoever you're with. Thank you for tuning in and joining us. We'll announce the winners in the next episode. Mm-hmm. So definitely don't forget to send in your entries and message us. And you know what to do. You know the drill. Mm-hmm. At Permission to Stand Podcast on
Instagram.
Because... apparently, TikTok will possibly get banned in January here in the U.S. and America. So there you go.
That sucks.
So thank you for joining us. As always, wherever you are in the world, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.